Paranormal, True Stories. Narrated by Paul Spera. The Cecil Hotel. On the morning of February 19th, 2013, at 640 Main Street in Los Angeles, several guests at the Cecil Hotel complain about the awful taste of the water coming out of the faucets. A maintenance employee, sent immediately to the bathrooms, can only confirm, you wouldn't dip the tiniest toe in that murky water. He climbs to the roof to check the tanks, and discovers a young woman in one of them, lifeless. Naked, she floats on the surface while her clothes have sunk to the bottom of the tank. Her body shows no after effects, no sign of violence. At this point, any ordinary maintenance worker would have come down from the roof screaming, but this is the Cecil Hotel. The corpse isn't the man's first macabre discovery. Over the years, he has seen horrors, green and black, inexplicable phenomena, all waiting for him in the hotel rooms. So, one more cadaver, even perched in the water tank, will not prevent him from drinking his coffee and taking his next cigarette break. The Cecil Hotel was quite grand back in the day. When it was inaugurated in 1924, it made a strong impression on passersby with its Art Deco hall, its marbled floor, its stained glass windows, and its alabaster statues. At the time, the hotel's ambition was to attract tourists and businessmen passing through California, fascinated by Hollywood, its film industry, and the beginnings of its golden years. This was without counting the onset of the Great Depression, the crash of 1929, and the extreme precariousness of the Skid Row neighborhood. Sordid crimes and drugs of all kinds were now on the menu, and tourists quickly sought a better address. The owner had no choice but to sell off his rooms and devote entire floors to the most destitute for 3 cents a night, thus becoming the last refuge before the street. At the beginning of the 1930s, the Cecil Hotel opened its suicide ball. Attracted like moths to a fire, dozens and dozens of guests registered at the reception desk, usually under false names, before going to their rooms to put an end to their own misery. A newly divorced father shoots himself in the head in 1931. Then a war veteran cuts his throat with a razor. A professor of natural sciences poisons himself. A musician takes sleeping pills before succumbing to an overdose in her bathtub. Others, more aerial, opt for defenestration from the 8th floor. One unfortunate soul in particular doesn't make it to the ground, but gets tangled up in the telephone cables hanging over the avenue. The most ambitious climb onto the roof, and then crash into the roof of the neighboring building, the parking lot, or the road, sometimes causing a traffic accident right in front of the Cecil Hotel's facade. The Grim Reaper prowls its long corridors, and it only takes one night's wandering to put one's life in danger. In 1947, actress Elizabeth Short, a rising Hollywood star and future Black Dahlia, is found mutilated in a vacant lot. Where was she last seen before her death? At the bar of the Cecil Hotel, of course. The most skeptical attribute the multiplicity of tragedies to the dying neighborhood of Skid Row and its poor souls who would end their days anywhere, in this hotel or in another. But no, the neighboring hotels, though not very glorious themselves, don't record such a mortality rate. As for the Cecil Hotel, its morbidity persists when, in 1964, murders begin to be fomented there. Goldie Osgood, a retired telephone operator, known in the area as the Pigeon Lady of Pershing Square, is found raped and murdered in her room. The culprit will never be found. Victim of its sinister reputation, the establishment continues to receive a shady clientele. In 1976, one guest wants to prove that anyone can kill with a gun. He climbs onto the roof, armed, but is arrested before he can open fire on passersby in the street. Later on, some really big names come to stay at the Cecil Hotel. In 1985, AC/DC fan Richard Ramirez, aka the Night Stalker, stays there for several weeks. After a murderous evening, he has the habit of throwing his bloody clothes in the dumpster in the courtyard of the building before walking through the lobby in his underwear to his suite. 3 years later, Robert Sullivan is captured in his room by the police after killing his girlfriend in their home. In 1991, Jack Unterweger, another serial killer from Europe, checked in, posing as an Austrian journalist at the reception desk. He has time to murder three prostitutes before being arrested and extradited to Austria. After decades of bloodshed, it's not surprising that the Cecil Hotel has become haunted. Ask the staff, they will have many stories to tell you. The cleaning lady, for example, who spends hours scrubbing a room only to realize 5 minutes later that chaos and disorder have resurfaced. Others dread the basements, where shadowy figures appear and chase anyone who dares to go down there. Guests rarely go through a night without being startled at least once, when their sheets are suddenly pulled back by an invisible presence, when their feet are tickled, when the bathtub faucet magically opens. Until now, it was only prankster spirits who don't do much more to their victims than provoke a cold sweat. But in 2013, the game seems to be changing. At the end of January, Eliza Lam, a 21-year-old Canadian blogger, is traveling alone in California. On her travels, she stops for a few days at the Cecil Hotel. By January 31st, her parents in Vancouver have had no news for several days. They travel to the hotel and contact the police, who, after investigation, become convinced of two things. Eliza Lam was alone during her stay at the Cecil, and she had not left Los Angeles. From then on, all the rooms are searched, all the sheds, all the corners of the establishment, but no trace of the young woman. It's finally thanks to the complaints of the customers about the water that the maintenance employee finds her 20 days later in the tank on the roof. Her death remains an enigma. No bodily harm, no poisoning, and the staff claims she had no contact with any outside person during her stay. Her last known appearance is recorded on a video surveillance tape. Eliza Lam appears in front of the camera installed in the elevator, stuck on the top floor. She seems completely disoriented, huddled in the corner of the shaft, sometimes rushing to the control panel to hammer the buttons, but the doors won't close. Every now and then she steps out to peek down the hallway, as if trying to escape someone, something. But her pursuer never shows up, and Eliza ends up running away. The sordid nightmare unfolding at the Cecil Hotel took its own cigarette break in 2017, when the establishment closed for renovations. The new entrepreneur at the helm of the newly renamed Stay on Main plans to reopen in late 2021. If, during your wanderings in Los Angeles, you're looking for an affordable address for the night, a room for solo travelers is only $35. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.